Nisshinga Chaturdasi Ki Jai. Today we celebrate Nisshinga Chaturdasi. I'm here in Budapest and I got up early because, of course, there's a 3.5 hour time difference between India and here, and I'm still somewhat in the Vrindavan time, although the weather here is a little different. I'm just looking at my thermometer. It says that the minimum today was 5.8 degrees Celsius. The maximum was 20, and right now it's 13 degrees. When I left where it was 45. And devotees went on Harinam. I was going to go, but I already got a bit of a chill just being here inside. So I declined to go when it was time. And we had a class. Gave a class on Lord Nisringadev. Devotees chose that very famous verse about how, in order to prove the word of his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, that the Lord is everywhere. Nisringadev appeared from the pillar. Very wonderful verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. And I was always talking about Nisringadev is really so wonderful and illuminating, because not only is it an extraordinary pastime, but figuratively speaking, Hiranyakashipu is representative of our own anarthas, our own desires to Hiranyakashipu for sense enjoyment, sense gratification. And if we don't eradicate these habits, for unwanted habits, for enjoying in this world, then we become aparadis. Hiranyakashipu's sense enjoyment led him to offend living entities, demigods, and ultimately the Mahabhagavat Prahlad Maharaj. So we need to also be careful lest our enjoying mentality makes us into offenders, and the result of that is that we lose the mercy of the Lord, as was the case with Hiranyakashipu. And by praying to Nisringadev, and of course more than praying, but applying the teachings of Lord Krishna, who's Nisringadev, in our practical day-to-day life, we actively purify our hearts by real quality devotional practices, so that we're progressing forward and we don't become stagnant in Krishna consciousness, end up becoming critical of Vaishnavas and even abusive to them. So these things are all possible if we allow the Hiranyakashipu within us to become prominent. And hopefully that doesn't happen, but rather we become Prahlad Maharajas. Prahlad Maharaj was also born from Hiranyakashipu. So there's hope that, despite the fact that it seems that we're riddled with so many bad qualities, but that same person who embodies those bad qualities at present can give birth to an entirely new person. Jiva Mukta Sauchati, a person who's liberated, freed from all of these unwanted and nasty habits. I think that now I'm concluding on that, and I was going to say that I think that there's some pictures of Kesha Bharati Maharaj also on the site. Of course, you know that he's a good friend, and aside from that, he's been the editor of Napareyam, Krishna Sangati, and Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. And but I just found out as he was coming to England, as he was coming to India and was in England, And at that time I was already in India, that he'd had a herniated disc, which in layman's language we call a slip disc. And it was a very serious thing, which means that all he could do was just lay down 24 hours a day. And of course, India isn't particularly the best place to come with serious ailments. But he was there, and Govinda Maharaj's advice, we located a specialist doctor who deals with this type of therapy. And so Keshav Bharati Maharaj has been in, he's been in Delhi since, for the last 6 weeks, going three times a week to get acupuncture and other nasty but needed treatment like that. And he's feeling better, but he's going to have to be there for another 3 months. And needless to say, he's not able to sit up and do the type of editing that requires. So this present book, which is called Navavraja Mahima, that he won't be able to do the editing for. So Braja Sevik is going to be editing that, or she is already editing that. And I'm just hoping that Keshav Bharati Maharaj will really mend. The doctor says that he doesn't need surgery, and then that he can work on books again in the future. I'm still reminded that actually Ashuddha Bhakti Chintamani as well as Krishna Sangati were all born from Tavakatamrita, which is still lying with a good part of it finished, edited, some part yet to be written. Anyhow, it's good to be back here in the West. It's good to be in Hungary. I was really startled today when I was chanting japa, trying to figure out what was so different, and what I realized was really different was how quiet it was, that I'm in the middle of a, at least on the edge of a city of 2 million people, and it's so quiet by comparison to Vrindavan. It's real spring over here, and the deities were wonderful. Temple is nice and clean, and devotees are blissful, enthusiastic, doing sankirtan. I'll stay here for a couple of days. Day after tomorrow, go to the doctor still to get a checkup on my chest, or actually get x-ray on it. And then I'm eagerly waiting to go down to New Brijadam and see Radhe Shyam, take them presents that he got them, and be able to do some seva or service to them. For those of you who are coming for the festival, I'm looking forward to seeing you all. Just a word of caution, don't plan on having any long talks with me at that time. Sometimes devotees have this idea that whatever their life changing decisions are, they want to somehow or another discuss that with me during festivals, and that really just doesn't work. It's not possible for me to give devotees quality time when, you know, we're having kirtans and classes and so many other things 18 hours a day. So anyone in the UK or from elsewhere who really wants to talk about things, then either we need to do it over the telephone, or we need to just hop on a plane and come at some other time. And it's really quite cheap coming there if you book in advance. And I'm also hoping to rest up a little for that festivals. I never had to do that before in the past. Now when there's a festival coming, I'm thinking, oh, I better rest and get ready for that, because there's nothing is sort of frustrating or disappointing as being in a festival. Devotees are expecting a lot of reciprocation and energy, and it's just not forthcoming, it's not there, and that's because I'm just excessively tired. So I'll try and prepare myself for that. Simultaneously, I'm also preparing devotees. It's still something that some devotees have yet to learn, that when I come back, they just immediately think that I do nothing at all, and that immediately they want to see or talk about their issues, great or small, practically speaking, before I've even gotten off the airplane. And that's also not, it's neither practical, neither does it make me feel like I'm being valued as a person or appreciated as a person. More it becomes like some kind of commodity, computer, you just press the button, turn it off, and it works. Unfortunately, computer's batteries are going down, so I'm having to take more and more time in order to have less and less energy for giving to more and more people. That's something that we all need to keep in mind. It's not a pleasant thing, getting old. I'm just reminded now, I didn't really mention about, but if I did, I've forgotten because it was yesterday, Sahotra Maharaj, Sahotra Prabhu's passing. He was a healthy person and didn't really have any physical ailments that I really knew of, and all of a sudden, heart attack and leave the world. So these things are going on. Many of my God brothers, God sisters are leaving, and they're leaving in their 50s. I am now 58. Phew. Really old. I can't even relate to it. I can't relate to being in the 50s, but to think that 2 years from now I'm going to be 60 years old, that's really being an old man. Anyhow, my mother keeps trying to convince me that I'm young, because she's 92. And perhaps comparatively, I am. But that's probably the most difficult part of getting old, accepting the increased limitations, that this sort of weakening body is forcing on you. And my training by Srila Prabhupada is to serve more and more, and the inclination of the soul is for that, but the disinclination or the inclination of the body is not to serve more. It's disinclined to do so. So take advantage, Komrada Charat Pragya. If any of you out there, and most of you maybe are younger than I, don't think you can put it off till later. I'm so glad that I was able to give a whole life of service to Srila Prabhupada's movement, that I was able to study and apply my memory and other resources that I really find waning at the present time in youth. It wouldn't have worked to start now, so don't wait. I remember when I was living in Canada, and there was a construction company that would always advertise in the winter. I guess people don't build in the winter time, particularly outside in Canada in sub-zero weather. Anyway, but this used to be their jingle: "Why wait for spring? Do it now, when there are men who know how. It's so easy, it's convenient." Anyway, I can't remember all of it. "Why wait for spring? Do it now." So that's all I can say is, well, spring of your life, you may be in it, but it's going. So don't wait for the fall or the winter. Do it now while you can still do it. I have to go. It's time for prasadam. Been fasting all day long, the Shingadev's feast, and finally Hiranyakashipu was dead, and now we could celebrate with a wonderful feast. I could say a gory feast, you can gorge yourself, but that's also not a good thing to do at this age. I could do that 20 years ago, have a big feast at 8 o'clock at night, but not anymore. Anyway, happy Nisringa Chaturdashi to everyone.